You're listening to a podcast from Cancer.net. This cancer information website is produced by the American Society of Clinical Oncology, known as ASCO, the world's leading professional organization for doctors that care for people with cancer. In this podcast, Dr. Howard Sandler discusses recommendations endorsed by ASCO for radiation therapy after prostatectomy, which is the removal of a man's prostate. Dr. Sandler is the chair of radiation oncology and the Ronald H. Bloom Family Chair in Cancer Therapeutics at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. ASCO would like to thank Dr. Sandler for explaining these recommendations. The recommendations discussed in this podcast were developed by the American Urological Association and the American Society for Radiation Oncology. ASCO is always working to broaden the recommendations provided to help doctors care for patients. One approach is to endorse guidelines from other organizations. Guidelines evaluated for endorsement must follow the similar methods ASCO uses to develop guidelines, including a thorough review of the published research.
Hi, my name is Howard Sandler. I'm the chairman of the Department of Radiation Oncology at Cedars-Sinai, and I'm a radiation oncologist who specializes in the management of men with prostate cancer. I'd like to discuss recommendations for specific use of radiation therapy in the management of prostate cancer, and that is, when should radiation therapy be used after a surgical procedure known as a radical prostatectomy? Before I discuss the radiation aspects, I'd like to explain briefly what a radical prostatectomy is and why a gentleman might need to undergo a radical prostatectomy. Prostate cancer is a very common cancer among men. It's diagnosed by a prostate biopsy, and once the cancer is discovered, patients are candidates for surgery or radiation therapy as the primary treatment for this newly discovered cancer. One of the treatments that's often used is radical prostatectomy. That's a surgical procedure often performed with a robotic technique to assist the removal of the prostate gland. The goal of that treatment is the complete removal of the prostate gland and the complete removal of any associated prostate cancer. It's a relatively successful technique. However, there are times when the surgical procedure is not completely successful at removing the cancer, and those are the situations where radiation therapy might be used in the post-operative situation. I'd like to break up the role of radiation therapy in the post-operative setting into two different situations. The first situation would be radiation therapy immediately after surgery, and by immediately I mean 1 to 4 months after surgery. And the other situation would be radiation therapy given at a later date if there's some evidence that the cancer has reoccurred, generally by having an elevated PSA test. PSA is a blood protein that's elevated when there's active prostate cancer. So back to the first of the two situations, there have been a few studies that have looked at men who have had radical prostatectomy to see, are there any situations when radiation therapy should be given to try to eliminate any small amounts of residual prostate cancer? And yes, in fact, some studies have shown that there are situations where radiation therapy should be strongly considered after surgery. One of the situations is when there's a positive surgical margin. In other words, when the prostate is removed during a radical prostatectomy, it's examined very carefully by pathologists under a microscope. And if there's cancer at the edge of the prostate, the implication is that there might be a little bit of cancer left behind. And yes, in fact, it's been shown that radiation for a positive surgical margin after surgery can enhance the cure rate in an important way. Another situation in the immediate postoperative setting is when there's invasion of the seminal vesicle. Seminal vesicle is a small attachment to the prostate, and when cancers grow into the seminal vesicle, they're more aggressive and also benefit from postoperative radiation therapy. So those are the two main scenarios when radiation should at least be considered in the postoperative setting, a positive surgical margin or seminal vesicle invasion. The other situation where we use radiation treatments after surgery is, as I mentioned before, in a delayed situation. So let's say a patient has surgery, the blood tests are looking good, there's no evidence for cancer, but several years after the operation, maybe 2, 3, 4 years later, a blood test suggests that the PSA is elevated, consistent with the regrowth of some cancer. We often call that salvage radiation therapy. Radiation's designed to kind of salvage the case and render the patient free of any prostate cancer once again. It's almost like, you know, getting a second swing at this problem. So radiation therapy is used in the salvage setting when the PSA becomes elevated after surgery. There's some controversy as to what the minimal PSA should be in order to consider radiation therapy, but often people use a value of 0.2 on the PSA scale. Radiation oncologists believe, based on some studies, that if the PSA becomes elevated, the sooner one initiates radiation, the better the long-term outcome. So if the PSA is 0.2 or 0.3, that might be an optimal time to consider postoperative salvage radiation therapy. If the PSA goes up to 2.2 or 2.5 or higher, it may be that an opportunity for successful salvage radiation therapy has been lost. So it is important to monitor PSA postoperatively and consider radiation as soon as possible once the PSA is detected as being elevated. So those are the two scenarios, either immediate radiation after surgery or delayed radiation if the PSA becomes elevated. Now, radiation therapy is not risk-free, but surprisingly, the risks of radiation in the postoperative setting are quite mild. And often when I'm talking to patients, I suggest to them that radiation therapy after surgery is probably of lower risk than the surgery itself. So if patients had been willing to accept the potential risks of surgery, then the added risks of radiation therapy are more modest. And if there's a benefit to doing radiation therapy, then in our view, the benefits outweigh the risks. The radiation therapy is generally given once a day, 5 days a week, for about 7 weeks in the postoperative setting. Each radiation treatment session lasts approximately 15 minutes. During that 7-week period, there can be some mild side effects, such as mild diarrhea, treatable with over-the-counter anti-diarrhea medicine, or there can be some temporary changes in urinary frequency, such as men getting up to go to the bathroom more often at night, for example. There can be some fatigue associated with postoperative radiation therapy. It often occurs about halfway through the 7 weeks of radiation, and it may last for a few weeks after the completion of radiation therapy. However, the fatigue is generally mild, and most of the patients that I treat who are employed and working are able to work full-time throughout a course of radiation as long as they can make it to their radiation center for their daily 15-minute appointment. It's hard to give a detailed explanation of radiation therapy, but I think I've described some of the highlights of the procedure. It would be important for a radiation oncologist and a patient to have a frank discussion of the indications for radiation. Why is radiation therapy under consideration for me? How many treatments will I be receiving? What are the potential side effects of treatment? Are there any restrictions on my activities during the radiation? What are the chances that the treatment is going to be effective? I think those are important questions that a radiation oncologist or urologist would be happy to discuss with a patient who is considering radiation therapy after radical prostatectomy. Overall, the prognosis for radiation therapy when given postoperatively is good. Overall, the treatment is very well tolerated, And so the use of radiation therapy in the postoperative setting is now being endorsed by ASCO and other professional organizations. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Dr. Sandler. More information on prostate cancer can be found at www.cancer.net. Cancer.net is supported by the Conquer Cancer Foundation, which is working to create a world free from the fear of cancer by funding breakthrough research, sharing knowledge with physicians and patients worldwide, and supporting initiatives to ensure that all people have access to high-quality cancer care. Thank you for listening to this Cancer.net podcast.